The governor's proposed state budget makes several changes wanted by supporters of the taxpayer-funded voucher program in Milwaukee. For starters, Walker would remove a cap on enrollment, and he wants to gradually get rid of income limits that block middle-class and wealthier kids from the program. Walker says it's all part of a push to increase student performance.
Clearly, we have to produce graduates who are able to compete, not only with their peers from Chicago or Des Moines, but also from Shanghai or Sydney.
The governor's proposal for voucher schools worried public school teachers who joined hundreds of people at an anti-Walker rally in West Allis last evening. Milwaukee teacher Joseph Brusky says Walker is not proposing greater accountability for the voucher schools.
And unless there's a change in how that is figured out or how that's done, you can't continue to funnel money into a program that we don't know works.
Oak Creek High School teacher Tom Fisher says the governor's support for voucher schools is not surprising.
He wants to privatize everything. Wisconsin is for sale to the highest bidder.
Under another change Walker is proposing, voucher students would still have to live in the city of Milwaukee, but could go to any voucher school in Oak Creek or any other suburb in Milwaukee County. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.